This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Alan Gregory. Episode number 726 is here. Our topic today is union activism. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Unions are nothing without the working people who make up the union. Unions depend on active and involved union members to make sure the union thrives, the needs of its members met, and that it can be the social and economic justice advocate for future generations. The National Labor Relations Board protects the rights of most private sector employees to join together, with or without a union, to improve their wages and working conditions. Instacart employee Eric Cohn, 34, picks out a cart outside a Fry's grocery store while wearing a respirator mask to help protect himself from the coronavirus in Tucson, Arizona. "I support a union because I love what I do, and it would be nice to have better pay and benefits," said Thomas, 32, who supports efforts to unionize with the Communications Workers of America. Alva, a leader of Gig Workers Rising, hopes California's state legislature will give Uber and Lyft drivers a right to unionize, even though the Trump National Labor Relations Board has embraced Uber and Lyft's view that the drivers are independent contractors and shouldn't be allowed to unionize. Media, how a new breed of union activists is changing the rules, and newsrooms, and the unions often express solidarity with workers they cover, though union leaders told me their public stances aren't supposed to influence their members' work. At the Miami Herald, union leaders used the status quo protections that are in place during contract negotiations to avoid layoffs. William Spinrad, Correlates of Trade Union Participation, a summary of the literature, American Sociological Review, 25-2, April 1960, p. 241. For other studies that support this position, see Lois R. Dean, Union Activity and Dual Loyalty, Industrial and Labor Relations Review, 7, July 1954, pp. 526-36. Crossref Google Scholar. Union participation is measured by the number of hours per month spent on union activity, as reported by each respondent. Photo, Spencer Platt, Getty Images. Amazon employees hold a protest and walkout over conditions at the company's Staten Island distribution facility on March 30, 2020 in New York City. In recent weeks, Amazon has fired employees who have spoken out about allegedly unsafe conditions at the company's warehouses. Amazon has said that the company fired him for violating social distancing guidelines and putting the safety of others at risk. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.